listener production.
Hey there, Adriana Jakimovic with your Eastern and Weipod local news. Here's what's making news Friday, March 31. Kalgoorlie-Boulder Urban Landcare Group has received funding to revegetate a processing plant site. Partnering with Lynas Rare Earths, the group has received $150,000 over 3 years. Chief Executive Kim Eckert says it's exciting.
It's $50,000 a year for 3 years, and basically we'll be just working together and I'll be consulting at their site and helping them to revegetate the area.
A $19 million accommodation hub will begin construction in the remote northern Goldfields in June. It's part of Oz Minerals West Musgrave's Nickel Copper Project. The village will house up to 350 permanent staff. Esperance residents will be able to directly vote for the Shire President in the October local government elections. Previously, council members elected the leader. The move comes as the state government reforms local government. The Goldfields Highway between Wiluna and Meekatharra is closed due to flooding. The Weather Bureau says showers and thunderstorms are expected to continue today, with isolated falls of up to 80 mils in some areas. We're being urged not to drive into water of unknown depth and current. Esperance Police are hoping to reunite owners with their lost keys. Hundreds of keys have been handed in recently. Get in touch with the local station and describe the keys you're missing. For local sport, the stage is set for tomorrow night's Esperance Women's Basketball Grand Final. It'll be Venus up against United. It comes after the side put away the Red Cans last night in the preliminary finals, 49-35. Get down to the indoor sports stadium to cheer on your side. Tip-off's at 6:30. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.